This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Starts and ends with the chef and Dre.
Holy cannoli. This is crazy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, Evan, why don't you lose that one?
Holy cannoli. This
no,
is crazy.
No, Guru's, it all comes down. It starts and ends with the chef and Dre. No, it doesn't.
Jimmy Buckets.
Starts and ends with Steph and Jimmy Buckets. Jimmy Buck
Curry was 40 of 40 on fourth quarter free throws up into that miss.
Uh-oh.
I made it up.
Is this a clutch miss?
Was it a clutch miss
for Curry?
I don't know what category go. It was a game. Dude!
Look, Kyrie made all three in the fourth.
He had a movie named after him. Are we shocked? Uncle Drew. Check it out.
No.
He was the star.
I don't like sports movies. Except Hoop Dreams.
The Fish to Say Pittsburgh?
No, that's got Julius Serving. No chance.
You are so prejudiced towards him, man.
Celtic Pride, that's the best movie with your boy Wayans, I think.
You probably like Pride of the Yankees.
It's a tearjerker.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely is a tearjerker. So, dude, I don't know how you watch games. But I watched the Warriors play their first two games with Jimmy Butler, and I'm thinking...
You were excited.
I wouldn't say excited. I was more like, oh, boy. Huh. They look pretty good. They look pretty good. Right. I wonder if, you know what, they may have action. And I watched last night, and I didn't see the spark that I saw the first two nights.
And I love you for that. That's an astute assessment, Steiny, observation. The bottom line is I'm telling you what it was. I went and watched the second half.
What?
I fell asleep to it. He won't say it.
Who?
Butler. He didn't have that. The gas tank was a little empty.
You don't have
It wasn't to the point, Evan, to where, oh, he's just gad. No, you could tell it was like a boxer. Now the fight's in the ninth or tenth
round. How's
it
going tonight?
That I don't know. And he said at his locker, Steiny, last night when the reporter approached him, that, guys are going to go have their fun. Some are participating in the festivities. He's going to be putting in work. But, Steiny, he got started late. And if you look at the line, you think everything was good. But you could tell... He kind of is working himself back into shape. So that, to me, is what I took away and why I think this loss hurts. Because now, if I am right and there's something to it, and it's not a crazy thought, guy trying to play himself back into shape, missed a month of basketball, you got a game tonight. That's what I don't like.
Steve Kerr was asked what's got to change for them to make the playoffs.
Anything specific need to change with that playoff push coming up?
You got to play better.
See you later.
I would have said, yeah, Lenny, we got to win games. Later. That's what's got to change.
Oh, Bull Durham. I mean, I saw Bull Durham.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. I like Field of Dreams, too. Field of Dreams is better than Bull Durham in my mind. It was a tearjerker. Yes, it was, Evan. when he came out of that cornfield and had a catch with his dad, how could that not pull at your heartstrings?
That's exactly. Fine. You not have a funny bone?
Can we have a catch?
I don't think he does.
Can we have a catch? Oh, my gosh. Goosebumps. You don't even know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that dumb video we did here at the station.
What are you talking about?
When Chesky was going around, is it, do you want to have a catch or do you want to play catch? I thought that's what you were talking about. Remember when we answered? Do you want to have a catch?
Yeah, that's what.
No, it's play catch. Yeah. Evan, you want to go play catch?
You
want to go have a drink? Yeah. You get it? That's how you say that. You don't say you want to go have a catch.
That's something that doesn't, I don't know why that would get under your skin.
It's dumb.
No, it's not. A lot of people use that phrase.
It's not right.
Either one works.
Steiny, stop. That lets me know you're not an athlete if you say, let's go have a catch.
Okay.
You want to go have some one-on-one?
And that means a lot to me.
Want
to
go have some one-on-one? No, you want to go play ball.
Carter, what do you say you and me have a catch after the game?
Shut up.
Throwing it back.
Steiny.
My man, Carter.
Dude, that hurts. You have a cigarette.
Shut up, Evan.
Yeah. People saying I'm on point with that. It was one person who felt like a lot.
Who?
Yeah.
Who's saying that?
Estimated eyes.
Warriors.
God. I'm with you. Jimmy just looked like it was his third game
actually,
back.
I'm not worried. I'm not with you on Butler last night. He was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if this is a bad game for Butler, I think you got to take it.
And I'm not calling it a bad
21,
game.
21-9-7.
Yeah, no, I'm just the remember how you talked about it yesterday when we were at Chase? The eye test. Like, he took a little longer to get going, per se, or to get super active.
Hey, Evan, there it is.
What?
There it is. And I just want to make it crystal clear.
What are you talking about?
And it's happening already. The Warriors lose last night. Steph goes 9 for 23 and 4 for 13. But you know what? Jimmy Butler.
Well, Stoddy's
he not. Was the issue with 21-9-7.
I just said Curry blew the game with the missed free throw.
No, but on the text thread, the first thing that we heard after the final whistle was, Jimmy Butler got the last shot?
Yeah. And Evan, you kind of checked me with a haymaker. I know you weren't trying to hurt your boy, but I was on the couch like, Evan's got a point. He's like, that's what they brought Jimmy for. I just thought with Jimmy's gas or his win not being where it's at, did we really need him to give him the ball in that situation? I would have liked to see Curry with
him. Why? Curry was having a bad game. Like, Siri, this is what I mean.
But it's the end of the game, though, Steiny.
Yeah, and you know what? That's the way he looks at Buddy Hield. Maybe Buddy Hield is 1 for 8, and he's like, he's due to make a couple.
Well,
Don't try to make it into something.
It's frustrating, though.
Stop
it. Frustrating.
People crying all year. They cry all year. Yeah. Steph needs help. Steph needs help. Then Jimmy Butler makes a good hard move to the bucket in crunch time.
Well, it was
a bang bang play. He gets called for a charge, and now you're like, Steiny, I would have liked to have seen Steph Curry have the ball. What do we think? Come on, we can't do that.
You set me up. You waited 2 hours to roll this out.
I was in the moment,
and I tell you what wouldn't
Why
have happened.
Durant I'm not. Left?
Hey, that's good. I'll tell you what wouldn't have happened had Steph had the ball that play. Because Steph don't do that.
No,
like,
can't.
Jimmy was going too fast. Slow down. And I know it's your first couple
games. Who are you to tell Jimmy Butler what to do?
He's changed the dynamic of this team. He has, and I'm a big fan. And I was a fan before when we were hearing him. I'm just telling you, man. He took a little while to put the cape on, and he didn't have a bad game.
He's good. Probably best Warrior player last night.
Yeah, I just wish we had the relationship to bring up something that happened that's making its rounds on the internet about that game and Jimmy Butler. But you couldn't take it because you're turning into we'll get too infantile.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
Evan, do you have?
I'm not ready. Maybe at the end of the show.
What is he talking about?
Yeah,
trades are hard.
I'll tell you during the break. We got Mike at one.
Yeah,
yeah. Mike D.
888-957-9570 is the number. Warrior fans, what'd you think of last night's game? Was Jimmy Butler a little out of it? What's going on with Curry?
Yeah.
I mean, and you know, to me, Draymond Green was really good defensively.
People killing me saying he was good in the second half. Right. Dude, you're acting like he was great all game.
You are.
Mm. Well, it's kind of the same thing with Draymond. Like,
yeah.
Draymond made a few awesome plays in the fourth quarter, but he was pretty subpar the first three quarters.
Who knocked him down and finished with the layup? There was shoulder into a foot, and Draymond went flying under the basket. I'm not laughing.
Draymond put somebody down.
No, you didn't see it? I said, oh, he's going to be seething. Dude finished the layup, but he threw his shoulder. Should have been an offensive foul. And Dre went flying on his back, and the dude laid it up?
Who was it? I'm trying to think. Was it in the fourth quarter?
No, I want to say third quarter. What's my guy's name? Because Dallas looked like they had their B team. Prosper threw that shoulder into Dre, and Dre just went flying out his ass, laid there, and he just laid it up, ran down court. I said, oh, boy, it might not be our night.
I thought a big shot, too, was Najee Marshall's little bucket over Steph.
Oh, that after a timeout, that was a big play.
Yeah, he was out at the three-point line. And Curry gave him a little too much room, and he kind of crossed over Steph, and then just went over him, and made a nice easy little lane laid shot.
Oh yeah,
nothing. We don't have anything.
Well,
we don't have anything.
We need you in good spirits.
I am in good spirits.
What are you reading? It's throwing you off a little bit.
Well. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah's in San Leandro. Let's get back to business here.
Hey.
Hey, Deborah.
Hey, guys. You guys are too much. Y'all cracked me up, man.
Thank you.
Guru, yeah. Cool out. Chill, Goo.
Okay.
Thank you.
Butler is quite capable of making that last shot.
I know,
he's very efficient. You remember, I'm the one who said I wasn't too keen on getting him because he's not always available, right?
Yep.
But the man, when he's here, he does his thing. He's very efficient. And, you know, Steph was having a bad night. That's not why we lost. Mm. We lost because we couldn't make layups. We kept trying to force the ball inside to Jimmy. And tell me, please, why was Buddy Howell, why did he get so much time? Please tell me. Somebody
Deborah,
tell
I'm,
me
I'm asking the same. I'm starting to ask the same. I don't, Steiny, tell her, ask her, answer her.
I mean, they don't have a lot of three-point shooting, and whether we like him or not. You know what? Let me throw Evan there.
Okay.
Because I don't really know the answer. Why does Buddy Hield play so much?
Because he plays well with Curry. Or I should say, Steph is more effective when Buddy's on the floor. Like, if you really want the answer, I think that's it. Like, if you look at the two paired together, whether Buddy stinks or is good, Curry's more effective when Buddy's on the floor.
And he's
getting credit for that. Reason.
Wow.
Well, that's spacing.
Well, and I hadn't thought of that.
I mean, that's the biggest.
The gravity of one guy has another guy in the game because of what you do. I hear what Evan's saying. I hadn't thought about it.
I mean, the bottom line is Buddy came into the season a 40% career three-point shooter. This year he's shooting 36, which isn't terrible, but it's not as good as they thought he would be.
Last few months has been, yeah.
I mean, if you're asking me, Steiny, why is Buddy Hield playing so much? It's like we've got to have more 3-point threats out there. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Yeah, I think the Warriors are down a player in the backcourt. I mean, I think they're one player short, but I don't know who that player is, and if they're going to be able to sign somebody in the buyout market, let's say, who's going to get playing time. But I mean, think about it. Who are the guards on this team? It's Curry, it's Hield, and it's Pajemski. And I guess you could play Gary Payton a little at two, but he can't shoot. He's not an offensive player. He doesn't like to play Moody at two. Pat Spencer. Clearly, you know, Spencer's one of the, you know, fringe guys on the bench. So he's not going to get to him unless he thinks it's, you know, things are really going sideways. And, you know, the one thing I thought about this team after they lost, you know, after they got winner, it wasn't just Wiggins. Although Wiggins was shooting 38%.
It was Schroeder.
Schroeder was starting to make some shots. And even Lindy Waters, when he's in a game, you know what he's going to do. He's going to shoot threes.
He's not afraid.
And I just don't think, like, here's the other thing. Steph's not shooting 44% from three anymore. He's shooting 39. So now your best three-point shooter in the league, you know, one of the greatest shooters in history,
right?
He's at 39. So
and shooting a lot more, you know what I mean?
That's a problem. You know, Buddy Hield's at 36. That's a problem. Draymond can't shoot him. Butler doesn't want to shoot him. Moody seems to, you know, Moody's shooting 37%, but is he so much of a threat that he needs to be guarded out there?
Well,
Pajemski doesn't make a lot of threes. I mean, they just that's the one shortcoming, I think, of this, one of the shortcomings of this team, along with size.
Well, let me read Malcolm Brogdon. Is he still out there on a buyout market?
He's not.
Okay. Wow.
No, the Wizards are building something in our nation's capital. They're
How about D'Lo?
Who's he playing for these days?
D'Angelo Russell?
Yeah.
He's on the Nets. He got traded.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You want LeBron?
Hold on.
Let's go to Elena in Arizona first.
Hey.
And Guru can get his bearings. Hey, Elena, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Doing well, thank you.
Cool. For me, I can understand why Buddy's playing, but I just want to go back to the fact that I feel like a lot of these players kind of are made not to fit. I feel like we're fitting them around. We're talking about fitting them around Steph, but I feel like they're being in there to fit around Draymond because Dre can't play the five a lot because of his body, but then we're playing him the four. Because we're playing him the four, we keep assuming, oh, then Moody and Kuminga have to adjust to that because But then Draymond doesn't play the four well either. He doesn't stretch the floor well. Like, who misses layups? Did you guys see that missed layup that he had even at the Lakers? Like, nobody was on. No, it's an open floor. Like, if you know you can't make layups, dunk it. And I know you, I've seen you dunk, so I know you could put it in there. Just grab it and put it in. Like, and I feel like they just play really rushed. And I thought that's why they brought Jimmy, is when things are getting really paced up and rushed, he can slow things down. But no, they were just, and then Steph, come on, man. Like, I know he's great and incredible and whatever, but if you genuinely want to win, you got to look at yourself in the mirror. Like, the really weird, stupid passes they were making in the first half, even Draymond, like, Steph and Draymond together were combined for majority of the team's turnovers.
Like, and, yeah.
And before, in the old days, when you had all that firepower around you, you could afford that because you can come back, but you don't. And I think that needs to be realized. He's the only, and he's not even shooting it that great. And the reason why his percentages are so low is because Steph is trying to play hero ball and he keeps forcing these weird shots. And I'm like, you have Jimmy. Give him the ball in the post. The least you could do is he could do a turnaround fadeaway. And his percentages are great in the post.
I mean, it all makes sense, Elena. Appreciate the call. I mean,
the layups could be the kryptonite, man. Like, how does NBA said NBA player or players work on that? That's what I call nastiness, too. Take it up there and finish, or try to bap on somebody and get fouled. But to constantly, Steiny, have that be a part of your team, a trait, that's not good.
I mean, I just don't, you know, when they got Jimmy Butler and they traded four guys for Jimmy Butler, I made a list of the roster of who it was then. And I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but I was thinking there's not enough here. There needs to be another player. And I think the problem the Warriors have is they don't have any players that solve more than one or two needs. For example, you know, you just have to, and it's, I think this is what Elena meant with Draymond Green. He's going to play 30 minutes a night. He just is. It's Draymond
Green. Should.
But he can't score. He can't stretch the floor. So, you know, you're taking a guy whose strength is being a great defensive player, but and he's helping you there,
right.
But he's hurting you offensively. And he just doesn't have to be guarded. He doesn't take threes when the game's on the line. And even if he does take a three with the game on the line, they're going to give it to him.
Right.
And, you know, I think what I'm trying to say is I get the Buddy Hield disappointment. I completely get it. But they got to – he's got – like, they're not going anywhere if one of two things happens. Like, he's got to start making some shots or they're not going anywhere.
And you're playing 3-on-5 if you get nothing from Buddy, basically, is what you're saying. Because you ain't getting nothing from Dre. And if Buddy just keeps coming up zero, then, I mean, man, what do you got?
Exactly. And the – I look at Steve Kerr and I think he's going to give Buddy Hield a shot every night because he feels like, if Buddy's making shots, we'll be okay. If Buddy's not making shots, we're in trouble. But we've got to give him a chance every night to make shots. That's what I feel like where Steve Kerr is right now. And then if Buddy's not making shots, I mean, what, you expect Pods to make shots?
Yeah,
I don't know.
And I keep focusing on Pods' great game the season high, a couple games back at 29. But, you know, since then, he hadn't exactly been lighting it on fire either.
No, Rich in Fremont.
Our man.
Hey, Rich.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Trying to stay dry in this weather, but
yeah.
It's not working out.
No.
Honestly, I just think last night as a team, they were just mentally unbalanced. I mean, you saw what was going on. I mean, the mental mistakes throughout that game was apparent. I mean, come on, guys. You can't make layups. You know, the stupid passes. I mean, mentally, they just were not as a team. They just were not in that game. I mean, anytime I saw Buddy Hield, a couple of times he had the ball, and he just wouldn't shoot it. And I'm thinking, okay, dude, you're a shooter. You're a shooter. That's what you're here to do. You're here to shoot. It's like, dude, if I'm your teammate, I'm like, you know what? Your job is to shoot, okay? Buddy Hield, your job is to shoot. If you miss a shot, I'm okay with it. But at least you took the shot. You know what I'm going to be upset at you about if I'm your teammate? It's when you get out there and you don't shoot at all. It's like, dude, help the team take the necessary shots.
Hey, Rich.
Every time you hit, it's going to help the team.
Yeah.
What's up?
Kerr has also talked about his players, and I think he's talking about Buddy, have lost their confidence. So maybe that's why you're seeing him reload or not let it fly. But you got to fix it. I'm with you, man.
Man, look, our confidence or no confidence, you getting paid to shoot, brother.
Yeah.
Shoot the ball.
Thanks,
fellas.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate the call.
Moving forward.
I mean, I feel like last night they went out at the start of that game and Dallas didn't have any of their players and the Warriors were feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
And they run up and down for a quarter and the Mavericks are kind of leading. And I'm looking at the game and I'm thinking, all right, Warriors are still fine. Yeah. There's no way Dallas should beat them like this. And then it's halftime and Dallas is up. You know, Dallas was up, I think, at the end of halftime, and the Warriors cut it to like six. And then they were up big at the end of the third, and the Warriors cut it to five right at the end of the third quarter. So
Dallas was up one at half. Warriors cut into it right
exactly.
Then.
Exactly. Yeah. And they had I want to say the Warriors went on like a 12-1 run the last two or three minutes of that half.
Right.
What I'm getting at is, you know, they kept kicking the can down the road during the game, and the next thing you know, I'm looking up, and it's a two-point game with 4 minutes to go, and you know what? They're sitting with Kyrie Irving now.
Man.
And now you're at the mercy of his greatness. And they just didn't play
enough. But you have Steph and Jimmy.
Well, guess what? Kyrie was better than both of them last night.
Well, I can't argue that.
And that's the position that you put yourselves in. You know, Jimmy Butler had a chance at the end to make a play, and he got called for a foul. And that's pretty much the ball game. That's the thing. If you let a team hang around, the next thing you know, you look up at the scoreboard and you're down and you're realizing, man, if they make a couple plays here, they're going to beat us. And they do. And they did. Man. And then the Warriors didn't make any plays. But I do think it was an urgency issue mostly. And that came from the start. And I also think it shows you how difficult it is, or for whatever reason, for teams in the NBA to play super hard 82 times. Like, I think they went into yesterday's game thinking, all right, let's punch the clock tonight and beat Dallas, and then we'll take our chances with Houston. But they just punched the clock. That's all they did, and Dallas was better than him.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.